I turn yellow. I gotta get out of this city, man. Oh, all right. I'm not gonna make this light. Well, here we are on the streets of San Fran-tastic. I've spent a lot of time today talking. I mean, honestly, I spend most days doing that, but between recording three separate things today, been yammering a lot. Been yapping. But yeah, got our podcast in and then split to the luxurious, kind of funny studios and recorded a couple of things over there. That was fun. Last time I saw Greg, he was holding a bag of ice to his chest after getting savaged. By one Dan Reichert. So it was good to see him back in a better state of being able to, you know, speak and all that sort of stuff. Oh, so yeah, it's been kind of a long day, but it was good. It's fun. I thought our podcast today felt like a pretty good one. I don't know. I'm probably too close to it always to really know, but it was fun recording it. That's for sure. And then, yeah, I don't know. Got to spend some more time getting back to people, trying to be better about returning emails as we plan E3. It needs to get planned. Got to plan it. Planning is underway. this fucker in this Tesla in front of me is like, I don't know, maybe that's just a thing that these cars do, but to me it looks like he's just tapping his brake over and over again to make the brake lights just blink. I'm like, that's obnoxious. Stop doing that. Maybe that means something. I don't know. Maybe I don't know how these fancy newfangled power cars do their thing. You do that for summer jams? Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, if the music is on hit, you gotta, you know, you gotta tap out some beats on your brakes. I get it. We've all been there. Energy harvest mode. Well, that's fine and good. I don't know why people behind a car would need to know that it is in energy harvest mode and why the brake lights would blink like that. Seems like that's something they could have a different light for. Headlights were off. That's probably bad. Maybe the guy was tapping his brake to try to make me realize my lights were off. That's a weird way to do it. Not one I'd recommend, but these headlights are automatic, so there's usually no reason to turn them off, but that's strange. I don't get to park my own car when I get to the office. They valet it. They have to, because there are not enough spaces in that garage, so they have to have a key to it and move it all around. It's not the best. But he must have turned the headlights off of automatic this morning. They do come on when it pulls into the garage because it's darker in there. So maybe they decided to turn it off, but that's still weird. Anyway, whatever. Now I'm shining my headlights in the back window of this Tesla. That's what you get. Thanks for blinking your lights at me, dog. It's working out great. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, it's E3 planning season. That show is coming up real soon. It's weird. It's snuck up on me in a weird way this time. Where we've been talking about it and doing stuff, and, you know, there's been stuff going on, but, like... Anyway, we're booking appointments and stuff now, and guests for the live show, and... Say the hype train feels a little empty this year. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, E3. I don't know. There's definitely going to be stuff. Changing the, yeah, I don't know, it's weird. I've spent a lot of time talking about it today, so I don't know, it's still kind of on my mind. I was originally thinking of going home and playing some more Overwatch, but now I'm going to get home kind of late. I think I might just not do that. I tried playing the PS4 version this morning, and it was not working. It was hard to get connected to the servers, and then once I did get connected, I got dropped from a game, kicked off the servers again, so it was like hard to stay connected. It just did not seem like it was doing particularly great. I don't know, I played the PC version this morning, and it was fine, but that was pretty early this morning. I woke up early, played some Overwatch, and so I don't know, maybe it was just some console issue, or maybe just all the servers were bad for 5 minutes. That happened to be the 5 minutes I spent trying to play a game is when it was busted. Who knows? Thank you. yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to keep banging away on that a little bit, just for funsies. See how it goes. I didn't actually see if one Danny O'Dwyer actually made good on his Twitter threat of buying 50 loot boxes and opening them on a stream. He did. Good. It's just kind of a bummer because I was thinking about doing that. To it. A lot of repeats. Oh. That's, wow. Okay. The notion that you can get repeats is actually really fucked. Does those just turn into currency then? Hopefully they just turn into currency. Gold, okay. Yeah, that's better than nothing, I guess, but maybe not that much better. Yeah, random, like, I get random boxes as, like, a... As a bonus. As a, hey, you leveled up and here you go. Random assortment of items. But when it comes to them going on to sell stuff... They should let you buy what the fuck you want. Like, the notion that you would then go buy a bunch of loot boxes and still not get, like, you know, hey, I want to get skins for the character that I like to play the most. There's no mechanism for that. I think that's terrible. It seems like that instead of selling loot boxes, they should just sell the currency, because you can just buy the stuff, right? Like, the cosmetic, the purchasing cosmetics should be the shortcut. That should be the, I want to get the thing that I want to get, and fuck these blind boxes, and they're so frustrating to me that I will give you $4 for whatever. Like, that seems like the way to do that. I don't get, you know, the loot box thing. That's kind of weak. Because, like, I don't ever want sprays. That game, like, I just don't want to spray stuff. It's like, it's not the 90s anymore. We're past sprays. Any part of Overwatch's development was, like, built out of that lawsuit over the Dota trademark. And they were like, oh, you're gonna make Dota, this thing we think is ours. Well, we're gonna make Team Fortress. Fuck you. to be a good, like, vindictive angle to all of this stuff. I'm sure that's probably not the case, right? The timing might not even line up. I don't even know. Yes, Blizzard is making Half-Life 3. That's the blockbuster announcement we've all been waiting for. Also, if you pre-order it, you get a crowbar for use instead of a BKB in Dota 2. You get a CB. They're working together on the pre-order bonus items. I've got the Apple headphones for Overwatch. They're worth tons of money. All you want to know is how much time until Battlefront 2? Yeah, probably another year. They should do that. They should put on the screen, you know, some obscene number of minutes until Battlefront 2 up at their press conference this year. And you know, go ahead and let people know it's going to be there next year. You want a good Quake game that isn't Quake 3 again. Yeah. I'd really like to see a new Quake. I think that'd be... like in the aftermath of Doom. Like, I'd really like to see what a modern Quake game would be. Because, like, what is a Quake campaign? Does anyone care? I just thought of someone I'd like to get as an E3 guest. I should reach out, ask about that. Make a note to myself in my head about that one. Oh man, all these freeway lanes are fucking closed. Shit. What are we doing? Okay. Okay, they're doing construction over here. I think the lane I'm in will remain open. Okay, yeah. I think we're all right. I think we're all right. Oh, are people starting to see that Turtles game? We got it, but I have not seen it at all. Curious to know if that thing... Seeing you, someone in chat use the term squeezed out like Korra is not filling me with hope. But, yeah, I know it came out today, yeah. They got it to us this morning. I assume we will take a look at that at some point this week.
Lost Planet 3, huh? Yeah, that game. I mean, look, I'm not really some huge fan of Lost Planet or Lost Planet 2. Hearing the stories, you know, just internally at Capcom that they, when they were making Lost Planet 2, they were, like, looking at a lot of Western shooters, Call of Duty and stuff like that, and taking some inspiration from that. And I was like, what? No. What? That's not what this game is, as far as I can tell. Lost Planet 1 was a beautiful game in its day. And, you know, 2 is not completely terrible or anything, but I never thought especially highly of either of those games. So when Lost Planet 3 came along, like, I didn't necessarily have, like, any kind of guttural reaction to it being different developers and different stuff and all that. I was like, all right, yeah, sure, why not? No, didn't hit it with the first two games, but there's something to those first two games, so maybe take a different crack at it and see how it goes. Why not? But yeah, Lost Planet 3 is not... that's not a very good game. Was it GameIndustry.biz, I think, has a Twitter account that I want to say Brendan Sinclair probably runs it or something. It's like, hey, here's what was going on in game news 10 years ago. And the one that I saw today was the closure of, Capcom Studio 8? CPS 8? Was that the name of the U.S. team? The Maximo team? And that got shut down basically 10 years ago. Maximo. Man. Maximo was kind of cool. That's how I remember it. I don't know. It's been a while. I remember thinking, like, oh, you know, this seems all right. We shot a really dumb video before that game came out, in which I wore Maximo underwear. I'd really like to see Capcom become Capcom again. Just out there making a lot of different stuff. And you know, utilizing some of its old franchises. Fuck it, make a Dark Void 2 while you're at it. I don't know, shit. Make another Bionic Commando. There were some cool things in that game. But, you know, like, no, like... you know, the days when... You know, I was never a big Onimusha fan, but, like, you know, like, the days when they were putting out, like, Onimusha and Beautiful Joe and Okami, just had, like, a wide array of games that they were putting out. Yes, Zack and Wiki 2. Spyborgs 2. Let's do it. But I feel like Capcom has just fallen on such weird times that it's just become like, well, I hope you like Monster Hunter and Resident Evil. Because everything else is just going to be a phone game at this point. And probably not even a phone game that will release in your territory. I enjoyed the first Beautiful Joe. I didn't necessarily, like, stick with it as a franchise, but it was neat. It would have been cool to see them kind of continue with that, or, you know, or bring it back or something. You know, obviously everyone wants another Power Stone. Everyone wants another Rival Schools. But there's probably never going to be another Rival School, you know? Like, they aren't putting out so many fighting games over there that they need to have four different franchises for them or anything like that, you know? They can kind of just put out Street Fighter and then, I don't know, maybe they'll come up with another Versus game. Tatsunoko versus Capcom 2. Maybe they'll go crazy and do another Marvel deal. I don't see that happening, but still have Phoenix Wright. You're right, they do still have Phoenix Wright. Those seem like they will just kind of, if they do continue, they'll just be phone games at some point. Settle for Darkstalkers characters in Street Fighter V. I don't know that I would settle for that. I think that would be weird. Street Fighter has a canon to it, you know? You need to make something that lives outside of that to, like, bring those characters together. You're not going to go like, oh, Dimitri is the new head of Shadow Lou. No, it's not. Killer Instinct's basically Darkstalkers right now. Yeah. Killer Instinct's pretty good. Pretty good. They should just make it Capcom Fighting Jam 2. You know, it's like, yeah, it's not a Versus game, because it's not crazy, but it's got characters from a lot of different places in it. That's what I would like. The Versus games, it's just not, never really been my thing. They're just too, you know, the launchers, the you know, Ryu having this screen, like a fireball that's as tall as he is, I always thought was kind of lame. They got to that point with it, you know, it's just kind of weird. I don't know. And I just don't really care enough about the Marvel lineup for that game. Except for Capcom versus SNK. God, if they just fucking made a CVS 3, man. Fuck. Man, if they just re-released CVS 2... for modern platforms with, like, modern fucking netcode. Shit. That would be great. That's all I actually want. Is CVS 2. That I can play with players on the internet. Done. Or just put out a game and just call it Millionaire Fighting 2016. Capcom vs. SNK 3. Billionaire Fighting. Huh? Billionaire Fighting 2017. SVC. Yeah, you know, SVC Chaos. Look. I'm not going to say it's a bad game, because I think there's some cool stuff to it, and also I bought the home cartridge of that when it came out for quite a lot of money. It's really neat, but the character lineup, I don't know that Mars People is the choice I would have made for the roster for this big crossover fighting game. Tekken 7 and E3. Man, it better be there. If I walk up to a Bandai Namco booth and it's just full of God Eater and One Piece and all this other stuff, I'm going to be pretty bummed out. I still have not played Tekken 7 anywhere. Arcade versions, anything like that. Just bothers me. I want to play Tekken 7 a lot. I mean, I don't know if it'll be any better than Tekken 6 or anything like that, but just feel ready for a new Tekken game in a way that I haven't felt in a while. Thank you, truck, for hitting the horn. Tuesday Night Live, baby! We are heavy on the check-in. Hit me up on Instagram. You were going to get deep into Pokken and then completely ignored it. Yeah, that's, well, I'm a lot like that, except I never thought I was going to get deep into Pokken. I just kind of played it and like, oh, this is somewhat better than I thought it would be. Good on you. And then, yeah, I don't want to play that game. I don't like the arena, like the you know, side view, kind of more traditional fighting stuff in that game. I think it's all right. I don't know. I wish it had a slightly more complicated control scheme, or like more buttons, or what if they just made it play exactly like Tekken, but you were Pikachu instead of Heihachi? You know, it's good, that character select screen music in CVS 2. CVS 2 or CVS 1, I'm thinking of. Oh, man. I was listening to it over the weekend, but I have the soundtracks to both games, so I can't remember which one. As I was tagging some old MP3s. I just love the visual style of, like, all the, like, life bars and select screen and just all the elements of Capcom versus SNK. I thought that it just looks fucking cool. Oh, man. They should really make a CVS 3. Nah, but they would just make it polygonally. And I don't know that that would... Would they put in the work to make that look as good as it could in 3D and in polygonally? Or would it just look like Street Fighter V? Or worse, would it look like that King of Fighters that's coming out? Not that it's a terrible looking game, it just kind of, it's a little rough around the edges. There are a lot of characters in that game, to be fair. Like, it's a big roster, so maybe that'll work out just fine. I still have interest in that game. As someone who is, you know, look, I've never been a great King of Fighters player. And I don't know how to play every single character on SNK's roster. I don't always know what game they came from. Like, I have the full background for everyone. I just really like Terry Bogard. And I really like Heavy D. I just really like KOF 98. Like, I had some great times playing that game when it was new with some people. I would really like to get back into Mark of the Wolves. Because, it's just a great looking game. I guess Last Blade 2 is out on PS4. So maybe there's hope for Mark of the Wolves coming. Well, I guess whatever. Mark of the Wolves is backwards compatible on the Xbox One. So you can play the Xbox 360 version of that game there now, which is pretty cool. I guess at this point, if you want to play Mark of the Wolves, there are a lot of different ways to play it, depending on the hoops you are willing to jump through, of course. Yeah, I don't know, there was a window there where I was decent, and I mean like decent with like friends and stuff, with most of the characters in Mark of the Wolves. I don't remember most of the moves and stuff now. A lot of that stuff's kind of fallen away. But for a while there, I was kind of getting a little serious about Mark of the Wolves. It was just a damn good game. That's why I ended up buying a copy and spending so much money on it. We had been playing quite a bit of it at that point, and I was like, man, I gotta get one of these. And I was like, it's $1 zillion. I'm like, alright, well, need it, don't care, going to pay whatever price they want, because I love the look of this cartridge, this box art, all this stuff. I just want it. And I made it happen. Anyway, I made it home. That's great for me to be home. Everyone have a fantastic night. It's Tuesday. It's late. I'll see you later.